Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Allison Van Inenam. We're back with Allison after this.
Here at P&K Equipment, we know you do a lot to take care of your land. That's why we're offering you the John Deere 3E Series Tractor Package. You can load it, haul it, grade it, or mow it. We'll build it, and we'll stand behind it. Now you can get $1,000 off when you buy two or more John Deere Frontier implements. Come into P&K location nearest to you and check out these great deals. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Some restrictions may apply. Other financing options may be available. See dealer for details. $1,000 implement bonus on 3032E and 3038E requires the purchase of two or more qualifying implements. Valid only at participating dealers.
The folks out in the McAllister Union Stockyards have got their next special cow and bull sale Saturday, April 20th at high noon. They'll be selling over 1,000 head of bred cows, bred heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. You can check their website for all the latest consignments at McAllisterStockyards.com. www.McAllisterStockyards.com. Give them a call for information as well at 918-423-2834. McAllister Union Stockyards Special Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, April 20th, 12 noon. Dr. Allison Van Inenam is a professor at the University of California, Davis, and she says that animal agriculture has been enormously helped by biotechnology down through the years, at least in the classic sense of what biotechnology should be defined as.
Right. So biotechnology is just defined as using science and technology on biology. So that's, we've been doing that in our breeding programs for years, and that's how we've made the tremendous advancements we've made in terms of, you know, productive output per animal. And there's newer biotechnologies coming down the pipe now, genomic selection, sex semen, and of course transgenics or genetically engineered animals. And that one rings a lot of precautionary bells in people's minds, whereas to me it's just really an extension of the technologies we've been using for the last couple of centuries, really.
You talked about that there was a tremendous amount of benefit that we've been able to achieve through AI in just the last few decades.
Right. Well, AI was introduced in around about the 1940s, and if you look at the productive output of milk per cow per year, it's really increased ever since then, and now we're at really tremendous production levels, and that's really, AI allows you to select the very best animals that you couldn't possibly afford to buy the bull and just basically use that genetics in your herd. And our very good recording systems in dairy gives us great accuracy in selecting those sires, and that's really what's been able to increase the production of dairy animals.
And AI, artificial insemination, has provided tremendous benefits to the livestock industry in general, beef cattle, not just dairy cattle, but beef cattle as well, poultry industry, pork industry. And Dr. Allison Van Inenam indicates that the bottom line is that that next step that's out there that's been so demagogued, genetically modified products, well, there's simply no evidence out there that there's really a problem at all.
We've eaten billions of meals, and there hasn't been one documented case of someone getting sick from eating a GE crop. And I think there's a quote that, you know, you're more likely to get struck by a meteor than have damage or harm from eating a GE crop. And yet somehow the popular culture seems to think there's tremendous danger associated with this technology. And in fact, 20 years of experience just hasn't demonstrated that to be the case. And I think the scientific literature overwhelmingly supports the fact that these are no riskier than conventional breeding techniques. And we just haven't seen the unanticipated, unintended consequences that have been feared but never have been documented. It's not this risky technology. It's just another approach you can use to introduce traits to help with breeding programs.
And Dr. Inenam indicates that that's the case for plants and for animal agriculture as well. You've got the Beef Buzzer on.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.